Good afternoon, Miles.
Eamon, you watched the top of the table clash in the Northwest Premiership yesterday, Dunamana taking on Coleraine. Well, your team, well, your prediction, we'll not call them your team, your prediction to win this year, Dunamana, they did the business, I suppose. Coleraine didn't set a high enough target.
They didn't, actually, and although their target was 186 at one stage, it looked as if it would be a lot less. They were 57 for 5 at one stage, but there was a bit of a recovery by David Cook and Steve Lazarge, who both scored 41. That got it up to 186, and they had Dunamana in all sorts of trouble early on. Not for the first time this year, Dunamana have had to rely on someone coming in down the order to pull the game out of the fire, but they were 20 for 3. But Andrew McBrien was 51, and they had his father, Junior, coming in later on, really won the match from 29. Nine not out, and not only did he win the match with his batting, but his bowling once again was superb. 10 overs, 4 maidens, 4 for 14. This man just does not know when to stop. He just gets better with age. He's supposed to have been retired last year, and he didn't play for the seniors very much, but because of his son's playing for Ireland this year, he was brought into the team, and they can't leave him out now because he's won but probably 2 or 3 matches on his own for them. Fantastic cricketer, even at the age of 53, 54 now.
He seems to be in the groove, as the man would say, particularly with his bowling.
His bowling's absolutely superb. Always was a tremendous bowler. I mean, he has represented Ireland before, but he wanted to drop down into the seconds, which he did do. But as I say, they've recalled him, and he's done the business for them, and just a fantastic cricketer, and has been over the years. And I don't know, can they afford to let him retire? That's what I'm thinking.
Not really. They're top of the table now, I suppose. That was the 1-2, Dunamana, Coleraine. So Dunamana, a reasonable lead up there at the top.
Yeah, 15.5 points they're ahead now, and they do have a game in hand over Coleraine, because Coleraine brought their last game of the season forward against Fox Lodge and won that one. So it's all in Dunamana's hands now. They have 3 games left. They go to Fox Lodge next Saturday, then they go to Brady, and their last game's home to Drummond. Realistically, unless something dramatic happens, they should be capable of winning all 3, because those sides are down near the bottom, and they haven't lost a game all season, so they've got to be massive, massive favourites now to go on and retain the title and do the double for the second year in a row.
You mentioned the difference between Dunamana and Coleraine at the top, 15.5 points. Can you translate that into what it means in reality in a game?
Yeah, well, if you win by a game by 10 wickets, you get full points. There's 25 points available each game. So if the bigger your winning margin, the more points you get. So consequently, Dunamana, the reason they've got 15.5 points, they tied a game last week. So both sides got 12.5 points each, them and Brigade last week. So it's a good system this year where they've brought points into it for performances. As I say, the more you win by, the more points you get. And if you put up a decent performance, you'll pick up some points, bonus points as well. So a good system this year, Miles. That's the reason why Dunamana are 15.5 points clear at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Well, third place are Brigade, and they were taking on Ardmore. Ardmore down towards the bottom, second from bottom. Victory there for Brigade.
Yeah, very comfortable. Ardmore just can't get a total on the board this last few games. I watched them in midweek against Dunamana. They managed only 97. Not much better yesterday, 130 all out. Brigade, no problems, only losing 3 wickets. Gareth McKeegan, their opening batsman, scoring 50. Ardmore, as you say, might have dropped under second from bottom of the playoff position now. So they've had a bad, bad season. And they have a couple of games left that they're probably capable of winning. They play Drummond next week, who are more or less relegated now, and then they play a massive one against Fox Lodge, who are just a few points above them on the table. So it's all to play for down there as well, Miles.
It sure is. Well, Fox Lodge did themselves a favour yesterday by beating Brady to close the gap on Fox, get ahead of Ardmore by they're 12 ahead now.
That's right, 213 scoring yesterday, and their professional, who got 162 last week, he's coming really good coming the end of the season. Sebo Tashiki, 59 yesterday, and Brady never put up much of a show, all out for 140. I know Brady had nothing really to play for because they're safe enough, but nevertheless, it was more or less a local derby because they're only separated by about 5 or 6 miles, and you don't want to be losing the bragging rights there, so Brady wouldn't have liked that defeat yesterday.
And you mentioned Drummond, bottom of the table, just not good enough. Eglinton beating them at the end up yesterday.
Yeah, 155. They just haven't won a game all season. Probably not going to win a game, to be honest with them. I watched them last week at Fox Lodge, and their heads were down even from the first 10 or 15 minutes. Eglinton, when he lost the 2 wickets yesterday, Andy Muller, the opener, scored a quick 60. Drummond, more or less relegated, guaranteed not almost to be relegated now. And they'll just have to regroup and see. It's not easy going out there every week getting hammered. And, I mean, they're better down in the division below. But we've found this with teams that come up from the lower divisions. They struggle when they get into the Premier stuff. Drummond just avoided relegation last year. But I'm afraid this year is going to be their downfall.
Do they have a professional this year?
They don't have a professional. They haven't brought a professional this last number of years. And obviously that hasn't helped. They stick with mostly all local cricketers, which in one respect is a credit. But if you want to survive in this division, you really need a professional, at least a professional. Everybody else has got one. They don't, as I say. So it's shown out that, I don't think they'll ever bring a professional. They're just not that sort of club. They'll rely on locals. But I'm afraid it's going to be in the Championship.
And look at the Championship, any surprises yesterday?
Not really. Ballyspellin, top of the league. They were very, very closely run. They only beat Burndennet by a wicket yesterday in a low-scoring game. And St Johnstone had a very good one against Killiecluny, won him by 6 wickets. So that was a good performance by them. And we're talking about these Championship sides, Strabane. They were involved in the National Cup semi-final yesterday down in Terenure. And unfortunately for them, they bowed out at the semi-final stage. They got 180 for 9. Peter Gillespie was 45, but Terenure were just too good for them. They only lost 4 wickets. Terenure won them by 6 wickets, and they'll play Malahide in that National Cup final. Incidentally, mate, that's on the 3rd of September at Brady this year, and on the 2nd of September, the Saturday, the day before it, it's the All-Ireland Cup final, which is scheduled for Brady. Some people said to me, how come Brady have got that? Well, the finals are scheduled before the competition begins, and I know there's 2 Dublin teams having to travel to Brady. Sounds a bit... maybe a wee bit strange, but as I say, those rules are made before the competition starts. They don't know who's going to be in the final, and the All-Ireland final should be a real cracking game. The Hulls, who beat Donnymane earlier in the round, they're now they play Werringstown in that final. So that's a big weekend for Brady Cricket Club up there, and a big weekend for cricket lovers in the North West. They see the top 4 sides in Ireland, the 2 Premiership and Championship, playing each other.
Yeah, it's great for Brady, and it's great that they have such a facility.
It is. It's classified as an Irish ground now. It's all met all the qualifications. A lot of money's been put into it by Cricket Ireland. So it's good to see them getting a couple of big games like this.
Okay, Eamon, anything else?
No, just today, Miles, there's a couple of games going on. The Ulster Plate semi-final, I'm out actually at it at Brigade. Brigade seconds taking on Civil Service North seconds in the semi-final. CIYMS are in the final. They beat Donnymane last week. The Civil Service, they're batting at the moment. Brigade made 148. Not a great score, but they have 2 or 3 senior players on their side, so their bowling's quite useful. So all they play for that would be a good, it's good for second team players to get into the cup finals, especially when it's an Ulster Plate final. And the other game's going on today. Strabane are actually playing Hollywood. That started at 12 o'clock. I got no result for that. But the winner actually will play St Johnstone in the final at 4 o'clock in Strabane today. St Johnstone have got into the final because the team they were to play from Belfast, they scratched. So St Johnstone were automatically into the final. So it's another final for them today against the winners of Strabane and Hollywood.